Adam Schiff, the Democratic congressman from California, wants the FBI to investigate the possible misuse of DNA collected from rape victims. This comes after the San Francisco Police Department apparently used DNA from a sexual assault victim to investigate an unrelated property crime years later and then filed charges against her. The San Francisco District Attorney has since dropped those charges, but the case raises questions about how victims' DNA should and should not be used. Anthony Brooks spoke with Congressman Adam Schiff about this issue earlier this week.
It's good to have you, Congressman.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Can you sum up your concern here and what specifically you want the FBI to investigate?
Well, my concern is that this is clearly not why those DNA samples were taken, and the idea that you would exploit a sample from a rape victim to run against a criminal database and treat them like a suspect, I think is going to have a chilling effect on women's willingness to report rape.
Right. Now, the San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott said he's committed to ending the practice of using DNA collected from sexual assault victims to link them to other crimes. And the San Francisco District Attorney who brought this case to light dropped the charges, as we mentioned. What rules are there now about how DNA evidence from crime victims can be used by law enforcement?
You know, I think as this case illustrates, there may not be enough rules when it comes to local use of DNA in this way. My understanding, and we pursued this with the FBI administers the national DNA database called CODIS, is that they don't upload victim DNA like this for this kind of purpose. But there may be much greater latitude at the local level. And so I've asked the FBI to find out how broad is this practice, what will be necessary to stop it.
Now, I understand you're considering drafting federal legislation to prohibit DNA collected from a crime scene to be used to investigate other crimes. Can you talk a little bit about how that law might work?
What we're talking about here is whether DNA gathered from crime victims should be put in the database and treated as if they're a suspect in unsolved crimes. And that, I think, is really problematic. It's most problematic from my point of view in rape cases, but it may be problematic in a whole variety of other cases. If people are reluctant to report being a victim of crime because they think that their DNA may be misused down the road.
But how would a federal law work?
You know, it could take several different forms. You know, if it's not already prohibited for federal law enforcement agencies to do this, then the simplest form would be to prohibit the federal government from doing it. We could prohibit, if it's not already the case, any state or local law enforcement from uploading those victim samples to the federal database. We could also provide that if they want access to the federal database, they can't use that practice. Or if they want access to federal funding, they can't make use of victim DNA in this way.
Hmm. The DNA in this case in San Francisco came from a rape kit. And as you know, there's a backlog of rape kits that have not been processed in cities across the country. So I'm curious, what needs to happen for that evidence to be processed so that more of those sexual assaults can be investigated and more perpetrators charged?
This is an issue that I've been working on for more than a decade. It was a real problem in Los Angeles with the LA Sheriff's Department and the LAPD, but it's, as you say, a problem nationwide. It's, I think, largely a function of resources and priorities. Mm. When it first came to light, we devoted a lot of money to clearing that backlog. But if that effort isn't maintained, then the backlog merely grows again when you take your eye off it. This has got to be a top priority. If you're going to ask rape victims to submit to DNA testing and the trauma of everything that takes place in that setting at that time of their life, then you darn well better make use of that to solve that crime.
And Congressman, one more thing while we have you. You chair the House Intelligence Committee, and we spoke with you last week when the Russian invasion of Ukraine began. What concerns you most about this terrible tragedy that's really befalling Ukraine? What are you thinking about as you go to sleep at night?
Well, Russia is meeting very stiff resistance, and I think President Zelensky has done a remarkable job as a wartime commander. But Russia has overwhelming military power, and I'm afraid that Putin is just going to double down and double down again, inflict greater and greater civilian casualties until he overruns the country. And then what happens? And I don't think that Putin has thought this out in terms of what's the end game. This could be a long, grinding, and deadly insurgency. And obviously that concerns me a great deal. The other item that really concerns me is the potential for escalation.
Yeah.
And we have to be very careful to make sure that what we do supports Ukraine, but doesn't draw us into a direct conflict with Russia.
Indeed. I think that's a concern shared by many people. Well, Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat from California, thank you for speaking with us today. We're very grateful.
Thank you.